In talking about SIEM products, we tend to think of them as being enterprise class solutions. Are they at all applicable for the mid-size business market?
Yes, they are, Kurt. The reason for that is basically the security problems and the compliance problems are not confined only for the large enterprise customers. As the research has shown, every type of company or institution is subject to security breaches and compliance requirements.
When you're thinking about the mid-size, is there any particular size or characteristic of a network that triggers the need for a SIEM, or is it something that varies with individual companies?
It tends to be more of a choice of the individual companies or the industry or the vertical they fall in. So, for example, if you look at the financial companies or retail-oriented companies or pharmaceutical companies, they tend to be much more conscious about the security because of the regulatory requirements or the environment they work in.
When you are talking with companies about SIEM, are there things that a company that is beginning the process should be sure they think about, or is there a checklist they should go through as they're beginning the process of trying to decide how a SIEM might work for their company?
I think it's very important for the customer to sit back and analyze what they're trying to do. Are they trying to just meet a particular compliance requirement with a SIEM product, or is their goal to improve their overall security processes out there? If their goal is only to meet a particular compliance requirement, then they are being very tactical, and I think it's a short-term oriented approach. And more often than not, these kind of approaches tend to fail because in the future, these same companies would need to be compliant with a newer regulation or a newer requirement, or there could be a breach out there, and then all of a sudden they start looking at more or different types of data silos that are relevant from the security perspective. And then they'll have to go and buy a completely different solution or add a second solution to their existing investment, thus increasing the management complexity and cost. So, from what we have learned, companies that tend to take more of a strategic approach tend to look at multiple requirements. Those include what type of data they do they need to analyze and look at on a continuous basis to meet both the current regulatory requirements as well as future requirements. At the same time, are they trying to implement security best practices? We believe companies that tend to look at and take the approach of implementing security best practices tend to automatically meet the regulatory requirements of various regulations, not only the current regulations, but also future regulations. These companies also tend to look at the overall cost. The choice is whether you want to use multiple point solutions or whether you want to use one or two solutions to meet the requirements and implement best practices out there. And also the implementation cost. Now, is it easy to implement? Is it easy to manage? Does it require multiple headcounts to manage a particular solution, and how extensive is the implementation process? Those are some of the things that need to be taken into account. And of course, the traditional things like the scalability and the performance are also very important. We want to make sure that you architect a solution or you implement a solution that not only meets the current requirement, also meets the future requirements.
Vijay, in a couple of your answers, you have referenced regulatory compliance. To what extent have you seen regulatory compliance questions driving the decision to implement SIMs within businesses?
In the last 2 to 3 years, majority of the SIM purchases have been influenced by the compliance or regulator-driven environment. But as the compliance regulatory requirements become more complex, and as the companies begin to realize that they are better off implementing security best practices, I think the reliance of a particular regulation influencing the SIM purchase is going to reduce, and the probability of a company taking a strategic approach and implementing security best practices is going to go up as we go through the next 12 to 24 months.
Vijay, my last question, as you look at the market going forward, is security information management something that you can see spreading into smaller networks and companies, or is there always going to be a floor beneath which it just doesn't make sense to add the complexity of a SIM product?
The way we look at EIQ and myself is that the SIM is going to be implemented across most of the companies, whether it be a large enterprise market or the SMB market. But it's going to be, in the enterprise market, it's going to be implemented through an internal team where the company will have sufficient resources to actually buy the solution and implement it and manage it on their own, because they have sufficient team of people with sufficient skill set within the enterprise, with the large enterprise. Whereas in the SMB market, we believe, and we are seeing the trend already, that most of that business will be actually outsourced to managed security service providers, who will have team of people, team of experts, and who have the ability to understand and analyze and help the small customers meet the regulatory requirements, meet the security management requirements with limited budgets.
Very good. Thank you so much for talking with me for this podcast.
Thank you very much.